Hi there. I just got back from the shoot. My first ever shoot as a fetish model. And it was unbelievable. It was the most exciting thing I've ever done. You told me to go for it. So I did. It really got into character. I got to play the dom. And I got to have my own subs. Three gorgeous male models. I teased them and flirted with them and punished them and played with them and made them beg for the privilege of pleasuring me. So, in other words, they totally loved me and want me to come back. I got the job. And now I need to come. I have to tell you that I did not fuck anyone yet. But I did just have the biggest fucking orgasm of my life in front of a camera. In a room full of people I just met. And now I need to have another one. I'm gonna step in front of the mirror now. I just arrived home, still dressed in my coat. Still, you wouldn't recognize me. I'm tottering on 6-inch heels, and I'm made up like a kitty cat. Wow. Huge eyes, gleamy, surrounded by an exotic mask of black eyeliner. My features are contoured into feline points. They wanted to collar me, a slave collar with a little silver ring attached. But guess what? Kitties don't wear leashes. I put on a different color. The one I'm wearing now. It's black leather with pointy spikes and no ring. You can look, but you can't touch. I'm standing on the tallest platform heels you've ever seen. I'm glad I've had ballet training. I'm feeling like I'm walking around on point all the time. I'm walking around the room now, back arched, hips swaying, tits thrust forward, ass pushed back, provocatively. I'm doing the sluttiest catwalk you've ever seen. That's how I walked onto the set. The other models were transfixed. They didn't know what to make of me at first. They all wanted me. But they didn't know how they were going to have me. And on what terms. They just knew not to fuck with me. Unbuttoning my coat and letting it drop to the floor. You've never seen me like this. I doubt you've seen anyone like this. I'm in a corset. A black patent leather corset. It was specially fitted to me by the girl who made it. Tight laced and underbust. My waist is virtually disappeared into it. If you put your fingers around it, they might touch. I'm the most outrageous hourglass you've ever seen. And I'm wearing an intricate push-up bra. It doesn't do very much to hold my tits in at all. Instead, I kind of lifts them up on a shelf and pushes them up to my chin. I'm spilling out like some silicone porn girl. Cleavage from my invisible waist all the way up to my chin. I can lean over and kiss the tops of them, lick them, as if I were some depraved fucking nympho. Look up at you and just see you squirm as I make a show of playing with my huge fucking tits, reaching between them, clicking the little clasp, letting my tits spill out as the bra falls to the floor. Copying them in my hands, lifting them, squeezing them together, bringing them to my mouth, so I can kiss and suck on each nipple. Even biting them a little bit. This kitty isn't tame. Do you like that? Then don't fucking move. I'm gonna get down on all fours. Look up at you hungrily. Wow. This is how I started the shoot. I would crawl up to one of my models, nuzzle my head against his thigh, slowly turn around, my top round ass sticking up in the air. I haven't even mentioned the craziest thing yet. I have a tail. That's right. A big, fluffy kitty tail. Attached to me by a fat little butt plant. Do you know how that makes me feel? It makes me feel
sexy as fuck.
You should have seen their faces. They'd never seen a creature so hungry, so feral. Everyone in that room wanted to fuck me. I could smell their desire. I could practically taste it in the air. I teased them. Seduced them. There was no doubt in anyone's mind that this was gonna be my show. My shoot. Everyone knew it. I'm looking back at myself in the mirror now. All you see is my giant round ass. Furry tail curling up out of it and over my back. Thighs spread. Pussy is dripping. Everyone on that set got to see me like this. Oh. 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 They got to feel me back up against them. Rub myself against their powerful thighs. Pushing back against their cock. If they tried to touch me, I slapped their hand away and moved on to the next one. We teased each other like that for hours. See, I was torturing them, but I was torturing myself most of all. I love playing with myself in front of all those gorgeous models. And they loved being watched. I needed a break. So, I spent the next hour getting to know the other models. I was still feeling kittenish. So I perched up on their laps. They were all so beautiful. And so desperate to please me. They were all so big and muscular. It was fun to explore their bodies with my fingers and my mouth. And so fucking hung. Holy shit. But I guess when you're 6'5", everything gets a little bigger. I'm gonna sit on the table now. Spread my legs apart. Place my feet on the table. I'm grabbing my toy for this next part. And sliding it inside of me. me a second. Fucking myself. Will I tell you about what happened next? I sat in a chair and I made them crawl to me one at a time. They would timidly approach on all fours, and at my command, worship my feet. I told them exactly how I wanted them to rub and lick and suck them. It was the most drawn out, heavenly caress you can imagine. I was squirming, and I was ravenous, and I had 30 male models at my disposal. What's a girl to do? I had them strip for me. You should have seen them. So proud of all their muscles. And massive, perfect body. I couldn't help but be a little bitchy. I teased them mercilessly, playing with my pussy, telling them why they couldn't have me, that they weren't man enough for me. That they needed to earn the right to serve me. I told them it was time to play a game. A spin the bottle game. I had them sit around me in a circle, and I tied each one of them to their chairs, leaving just one hand free. One of them tried to grab his cock without permission, so I had to slap him in the dick with my flogger. That sent a message. They didn't dare cross me. Would you? I would spin the bottle. However it pointed at got to touch me. I would bend over, arch my back, and offer him my cunt. I let him touch, using just his fingertips. And those guys, they were fucking pros. They were so good with their fingers. They were so desperate to please me. I couldn't help but reach over with just the tips of my fingernails and tease the cocks in the other two. I could barely last 10 seconds. before I had to pull away. I was edging so close. Oh, their cocks were so big. Oh, and I loved touching them so much. Sometimes they got too close to coming. So I give their dicks a little slap. Or I would bite down hard on their muscular thighs. It felt so good to sink my teeth into their flesh. When I could no longer take it, I stood up. I was just a tiny girl in tall heels, towering over these giant Adonises. But I owned them. I told them to start choking their cocks. I warned them not to come without my permission. And I told them I was going to touch myself now and show them how it's done. I drew it out for as long as possible, hungrily gazing at their coiled hands, licking my lips at the sight as I stroke their massive. Biceps rippling, abs quivering, eyes gazing at me in crazed, helpless desire. Do you hear that? That's the sound of my toy. Going in and out of my soaking wet cunt. Oh. 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 But I have to finish the story. I tell them to come for me. As easily as I had flipped a switch. All three of them started coming. My cum hadn't even left their cocks before I erupted. It lasted forever. Instantly a puddle. Bucking and writhing. Gum dripping everywhere. You told me you wanted to hear every fucking detail. But there was simply too much to tell, I guess. Just know that you were nearer to me than ever. Not a second went by that I didn't think of you. Imagining you watching me. Blessing my every depraved, perverted act. Knowing that, once again, you have your devoted little slut so very happy. I can't wait to worship you again. Love you, baby. Have a good night.